You're listening to KNKX. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin has nominated Deborah Smith as her pick to manage Seattle City Light. The CEO position is the highest paid in the city, and if confirmed, Smith will lead one of Seattle's largest departments. The utility has been plagued by numerous issues, including complaints about customer service and cost overruns for projects. Crosscut City reporter David Croman tells KNKX producer Ariel Van Cleve it'll be no simple task for the person who takes over as the new CEO.
The sort of basic functions of the department have had some struggles, which is customer interaction. We all get our electricity from Seattle City Light. We expect them to be sort of responsive. Mm-hmm. They have struggled with a growing city and so many more residents. They rolled out this new billing system, which by all accounts sort of was a disaster. It was spitting out bills that were unreasonably high and weren't really based in reality. The list is fairly extensive when it just on the customer service side. If you go over to their other sort of main function, which is to build large projects, they've been going over budget on that. You know, they're building this huge new substation down near Amazon. That's like $150 million more expensive than they initially estimated. Just in its sort of basic functions, Deborah Smith is going to have a lot of auditing that she needs to do with the department.
So then what are the attributes that Mayor Jenny Durkin thinks that Deborah Smith has to potentially put her in this role as CEO?
So if you look at her resume, it's based in customer service, for one. So she doesn't come, she's not a line worker. She's not an engineer out in the field. She comes from a background of actually dealing with customers. So that stands out immediately, and I'm sure stood out to the mayor. I talked to a board member in the utility district she came from, and he was saying she has a really, really great ability to put pressure on staff when it's needed, but then kind of back off when she feels like maybe she's going too far. And I think hearing that makes a lot of sense to me why Jenny Durkin would want somebody like that.
But coming from a smaller utility, she's from Newport, Oregon, and there was maybe a couple hundred employees that she had, whereas now she could be potentially in charge of 2,000 employees for Seattle City Light. Could that potentially be an issue for her if she is appointed?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that would be a difficult increase in size, and more than just the number of people, her jurisdiction spans all the way up to Skagit, where mm-hmm. City Light has a dam, and all the way out to Northeast Washington, where it has a dam out there too. So the scope is really, really enormous. And Newport had a budget of about $100 million a year. Seattle City Lights is $1.4 billion a year. So, when you're thinking of things that might be going wrong, sort of combing through all those line items is an enormous task. Again, when I asked former colleagues of hers how they thought she would handle that, they seemed pretty confident that she would be able to do that and that will be skilled, but we'll see.
This is only a nomination from Mayor Jenny Durkin for Deborah Smith. Now she has to go through confirmation hearings with the Seattle City Council. The first one is September 13th. What are you expecting to hear during that first hearing?
I'm sure the council will bring up some of the customer service and billing issues, but I would say almost more than that, I think we're going to hear a lot about workplace culture in Seattle City Light. There have been a few different reports in our publication Crosscut and also in The Stranger and the Seattle Times about sort of a widespread sense of sexism in Seattle City Light. It's a predominantly male workforce. If you include overtime pay, the wage gap is fairly enormous between men and women. We've heard from women who feel that they've been retaliated against for speaking out. The pushback that we've seen to workplace culture in Seattle City government is really originated from City Light. And so I think when she goes before the city council, they're going to really, really push her on how she's going to overhaul the human resources side and what she's going to do to expand the opportunities within Seattle City Light to include more women.
And then if she is confirmed by the city council, her first day could be when again?
October 15th. I heard from one council staffer, though, that would put the confirmation process on a fairly quick timeline, probably quicker than it's been in past. So the goal is for her first day to be October 15th, but the city council will have budget and a lot to do this fall. So it's not out of the question that could go as late as to December.
All right, David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find links to David Croman's reporting on Seattle City Light on our website, knkx.org.